Good morning. I'm Steve Brown on 89.7 NPR News. The Columbus Blue Jackets open a new season tonight in Detroit. The hockey club made franchise history last season by making their first ever back-to-back playoff appearances, but they still have never won a playoff series. Here for a season preview is Aaron Portsline. He covers the team for the website The Athletic. Aaron, the Jackets have a budding star in Artemi Panarin, but he's made it clear he will not re-sign with the team after this season. He wants to play in a bigger market. Do you think they make a run with him, or do you think they ship him out now while they can still get something before he leaves in free agency?
Well, I think the plan for Jarmo Kekäläinen, the general manager of the Blue Jackets, if he can't get a better offer than he's getting now, I think he holds on to him and carries him into the season, perhaps well into the season, and gets the same return he can. And his thinking is, I get 60 games out of him. Why trade him now? The scary part, the really difficult thing I think for Blue Jackets fans to envision is if this team is a really good team, then at the trade deadline, pulling your best player out of the lineup and trading him away, that's almost unfathomable for Blue Jackets fans.
A name that might be more familiar for most fans, goalie Sergei Bobrovsky, also in his final season. Any chance they trade him?
A chance, but he has full control over that with a full no-move clause on his contract.
He could veto any trades.
He could veto any trade. They could convince him to take a trade and move him. I don't foresee that happening, period. I think they feel like this is his last year here. They feel like it's a different marketplace for a goaltender, whereas the entire league will go after Panarin. There's only room in the league for 31 goaltenders, and several teams have a goaltender. Other teams that may want an upgrade at that position can't pay the price tag that Bobrovsky is going to demand. We're talking maybe $10 million per season. And so the Blue Jackets feel like maybe the market's a little more controlled there, that they can be a little more patient with Sergei Bobrovsky.
So not a lot of security with Panarin or Bobrovsky. They do have security with John Tortorella, the head coach. He signed a contract extension.
Yes, that's right. He is ours now for two more years, three total. So it's interesting. John Tortorella has this reputation around the league as a guy that doesn't last long, right?
A lot of players kind of burn out on him. He's a pretty tough coach.
That's what they say. But if you look at the history of this man, he was in Tampa for 6 years. That's longer than the average NHL coach. He was in New York for 5 years. That's longer than the average NHL coach. 4.5 years is the average for NHL coaches. At the end of this, he will be in Columbus well past 4.5 years. So, yes, he can be difficult. He's a great soundbite, Steve. You know that.
I'll be honest. I'm a little disappointed that there have not been more confrontations with the media. That was, you know, when he came into town, there was famous for all his battles with the New York tabloids. And
yes.
He seems like he's mellowed a little bit in his age.
He has mellowed a little bit. You think that, and then July 1st of last summer happens, and a Blue Jackets player, Jack Johnson, signs with Pittsburgh. And says a couple of things. The general manager of the Pittsburgh Penguins says it makes a few remarks about Columbus. And John Tortorella all of a sudden wants to speak and goes right back into hyperdrive as he did in New York a few times.
So the season hasn't started yet. They're already bitten by the injury bug. Seth Jones, defenseman, star defenseman, out for a few weeks. We saw some young players like Pierre-Luc Dubois make big leaps last year. What players would you expect could do that this year?
Well, I think there's a couple. I think you look in net, and with Sergei Bobrovsky maybe on his way out, I think the situation changes for backup goaltender Jonas Korpisalo, where in the past, if he had a really good game, that was still just a one-game break for Bobrovsky, and he went right back in. Now I think Korpisalo has a chance and would be given a chance, if he plays well, to hold on to the net a little bit longer. Another player who was here last year but is a well-kept secret and had a better year than many people realize is Oliver Bjorkstrand, a young player from Denmark, who had 40 points last year, is going to have a bigger role this year. Top six type player, and I think he could have a bust out season, 20 plus goals, maybe 50 plus points.
Just about 30 seconds here, Aaron. Where do you think they finish this year? Give us a prediction.
Well, I think it's a very competitive team, and I think they will be able to block out the problems with Bobrovsky and Panarin. I think it's a team that can be second place, as high as second place in the Metro, maybe third place in the Metro. I think they absolutely make the playoffs. And then the bittersweet could become the bitter if Panarin and Bobrovsky finally get them past that first round and then have to move on. That would be very, very difficult for Blue Jackets.
A lot of drama either way, it sounds like. Aaron Portsline from The Athletic, he covers the Blue Jackets, which open a new season tonight in Detroit. Thanks, Aaron.
My pleasure.